This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Jefferson County's sewer system has been troubled for decades. First, it spewed sewage into area rivers. Then years of corruption prevented repairs from being done and forced the county into what was then the largest bankruptcy in U.S. history. The county has spent billions to fix the sewer system, but some neighborhoods in Jefferson County haven't seen much improvement. Ashley Cleek reports.
Every few weeks, Nelson Brooke drives through Jefferson County to check on the spots where the sewer overflows. Brooke's the head of the environmental group, Black Warrior Riverkeeper. At his first stop, 10 blocks west of downtown Birmingham, Brooke looks at Valley Creek. The water should be clear, but today it looks more like broccoli soup.
That kind of green, gray, blue, milky cloudiness is a very common thing when you have sewage and water.
Brooke says it's been this way for more than a decade. The county says it doesn't know where the sewage is coming from. Later on his patrol, Brooke knocks on doors to see if people know about sewage problems in the neighborhood. Across the street, a young man calls out to ask if Brooke is lost.
Okay. Do you know about sewer overflows where sewage is coming out of manholes?
That's right here. That's down here. That's probably going to be all these blocks right here. When it rains on this street, it comes out here, here.
Michael Alexander has lived on this block since he was a kid. He's 37, okay. And for almost 30 years, he says, the sewer has been overflowing into the street. And not just a little. Alexander says when it rains, the street turns into a pool of sewage.
Every time it rains, sewage comes up out of there, and then, you know, you can't walk across there and splash your car through there. You're going to have crap on your thing, or it might have a tampon hanging off of it, anything.
You're
nasty.
Kidding,
seriously. And it's every time it rains, it just overflows with crap. Every time, and the smell is just terrible. Terrible. And it's like that for two blocks.
Alexander says he and his neighbors have just learned to live with it. In 1993, Jefferson County was sued by local environmental groups. Out of that, the Environmental Protection Agency issued a consent decree requiring Jefferson County to comply with the Clean Water Act and stop dumping raw sewage into local rivers and streams. To fix the problems, the county spent over $3 billion. Except, some of the money wasn't spent on the sewers. It was embroiled in a corruption scandal that led to the county filing for bankruptcy in 2011. And in some neighborhoods, sewer overflows continue.
The problem is why you did not fix the sewer when we gave you all of that billions of dollars.
That's Birmingham Councilwoman Sheila Tyson. Tyson represents the area where there are a lot of sewer overflows. She says residents complain of sewage backed up in their yards. They report bad smells, asthma, and skin rashes. Tyson worries that raw sewage leaks are causing health problems, and public officials don't seem to care.
You know why? Because it hadn't hit home yet. It hadn't affected people with money. This is a poor person's issue. It's not in their community.
Really, all of the issues where we're having these sort of recurring overflow areas happen in the former municipal systems.
That's David Dennard, the Director of Environmental Services for Jefferson County. Dennard says the county took over Birmingham and other cities' sewer systems. As a result, they're playing catch-up with these overflows. Dennard says the county has checked off two-thirds of the EPA's orders in the consent decree and fixed 99% of the sewage overflows. Dan Biles, Deputy County Manager for Infrastructure, says they fixed the biggest problems first, like the sewage flowing into the Cahaba River. It's not because it's in a wealthier neighborhood, Biles says, but because the problem was bigger.
It doesn't matter where it is. We're trying to figure out where do we spend the dollar to get the best bang for our buck. You know, whether it's Lincoln Avenue or, you know, Fifth Avenue or wherever, it's reducing and making the most impact.
Dennard has acknowledged that sewage has overflowed into the streets and creeks of Southwest Birmingham. So now, that's where they're focusing their work. Right now, a pyramid of pipes and a pile of gravel wait on the side of that street where Michael Alexander lives, suggesting that for the first time in the three decades that he's lived there, the sewer problem might be fixed. For WBHM, I'm Ashley Gleek.